Blog Talk Radio.
You just logged into Midnight Chrome Radio here on Anchor FM. I'll be your host for the next 45 minutes. Sit back and be careful and enjoy the show.
That convoy ain't broken down the side of the road, is it?
Guess not.
What do you think? Oh, William. You know what? You and I both have had some breakdown issues and things like that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But you know what? I kind of like limp at home with a flat tire, and if I can jolly rig things, I'll do it. You know, but being a company driver and like yourself and Chris, you guys ain't really got that option.
No.
No. You want to talk about
some issues.
Bad roadside assistance issues, bro?
Huh. Now you're talking bad road assistance by bad, you know, companies coming out and trying to fix your cars, or are you talking about when you tried to fix my truck?
I'm talking the big rigs, the big money, that dig deep in their pocket because they're from out of town, that's rape them on a freaking steer tire, or rape them on a tire, or a light, or a whatever. You know.
Yeah, we could talk about that, sure, why not?
When was your last breakdown? Let me ask you that.
Let's see. My last breakdown would have been in my old truck. So that was year and a half ago.
In the semi.
Yep.
Okay, where were you and what were you doing all that good juju? Because then I'll tell you my worst one.
Well, I was in Fairmont, West Virginia. I broke down with a broken brake chamber, if I remember right. And, that was fun. But the time before that was, again, in Fairmont, West Virginia, but they had to tow me back from Fairmont, West Virginia to Akron, Ohio, because my transmission went out.
Yeah. Let me think here. I remember that call, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I do. I remember when you were like, you're like freaking, I'm out of hours, and you had to move things to the store and the closest store and all that, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? A lot of that, let's see. You said the that was a transmission issue, though, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that really couldn't have been avoided.
Yeah, you know, it could have. Penske would have actually paid attention.
Okay, no, how? Okay, because I don't really know the detail on that, but we're going to talk about we're talking about bad roadside assistance things, right? And how we could have avoided that situation. Because believe me, dude. There's thousands of us that run every day, and it's just a simplistic shit that could be avoided to keep us from, like, dude, one roadside call, oh, my God, dude, one roadside call can break the bank.
Yes, it can. Yeah, this one could have been avoided if the dang Penske mechanic would have taken my truck out for a drive after I complained that there was an issue, and he avoided it and decided not to take my truck out, and instead said, oh no, there's nothing wrong with it, I drove it around the parking lot. One problem.
What was it doing?
It was slipping. It wasn't going into gear right. Nothing was, you know, nothing was working properly.
Oh, man.
But
you know
the
what?
Fact that he said he took... Go ahead.
I was going to say, hand clap for Penske Rent-A-Truck. No doubt in my mind.
Right.
Here you go. Freaking retard. Tell you what, man.
Problem was I'd reset my trip odometers, and he never moved the truck.
I've never really had I've never had the pleasure of being with a company that does that, like, you know, that brings you a Penske rental truck in case your truck breaks down. I have, on the other hand, been with companies that brought you other equipment, you know, other equipment to replace the equipment that you just, you know, had breakdown with. And then down the road another 50 miles, and then that shit breaks down. Dude, I'm not kidding.
Huh. Sounds familiar.
Yes, it really does. You and I both have worked for a company that's happened to.
Yes, in fact, that's where we had met.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. You know, but breakdowns, dude, are expensive when it comes to, like, owner-operator. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And, dude, I know – I put it this way. The company you and I were talking about just a minute ago, do you remember me even – I carried around a Type 30 brake chamber in that truck. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
I carried
and they
a
called
damn
you stupid.
Brake chamber. Until what? Until they blew a brake chamber and they used that brake chamber.
Yes, sir. And didn't give you your money back or anything else.
No, they didn't. They really didn't. I got a kudos to you, driver. Thank you for having that spare part. You know.
Yeah, you saved our ass. Blah blah.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's like, what do you carry in your truck? You know, I mean, even now, I'm a company driver again since I sold my equipment, bro. But I keep little things with me. Okay, I keep little things
same
with
here.
Me to. Yeah, I mean, we know to keep screwdrivers, wrenches. Dude, I got an entire little Walmart socket set that cost me $30. But even though I drive a 50-60 mile circle, I can get the truck home, you know what I mean, and not have to worry about my time on the road, my downtime, or any of that stuff, dude.
Right, right.
You know,
biggest thing I have is my hammer.
your hammer? Yeah, but is it a hammer or is it a BFH?
It's a 3-pound sledge with a short stick.
Well, it's a 3-pound sledge. I mean, hell, it's any. Yeah, I mean, what screwdriver doesn't fix it? That BFG would, or that BFH would.
Yeah, but
then the
boss is going to be asking me, where the heck these dents come from? I don't know.
But
they were there when I got the truck.
Waiting for the roadside, bro. How long did it? I mean, come on. How? Put it this way. Give me your rundown. How long? Because I don't worry about hours. A lot of the other drivers out there, you guys worry about running out of hours. Okay. These days, I don't care. I'm on the clock. I'm clocked in. I've got a 14-hour day. And whatever, I'm not logged, I'm not any of that shit, so I don't have to worry about that, you know what I mean? But you guys do.
That's the problem, though. I call Penske, because that's our main person we have to call. I call Penske, I could be on hold anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour and a half, sometimes longer, just waiting to talk to somebody. Then they take my problems down, and they say, oh, it could be 90 minutes before they get there, minimum.
Okay, so there's already burnt up out of your drive time an hour and 45 minutes. Right.
Right.
And even upwards
right.
to
three
hours.
Right. Then they get there, and then they have to try and figure out and or fix the problems. That could be another 10 minutes. It could be another 2.5 hours. But then they say they can't fix the problem. Then you have to wait for the tow truck to come and bring you a spare truck.
Oh, yeah.
There's been times I waited almost 8 hours.
See what I'm saying? And if you, dude, imagine if that's your truck, William.
Dude, oh, I know.
I mean, I know you're an hourly guy and get paid per hour, but damn, dude. Can you imagine that, you know, being an – because I remember, dude, when I put it this way. I limped my truck from damn near the Route 71, 71 and the Route turn, you know, Route 80 Turnpike all the way past almost to the to Toledo. I limped my truck, dude. I had an inside tire blow. At night, it was at 2 o'clock, around 2 o'clock in the morning. Whenever it blew, it took out my airbag, so I limped it, dude. I had to literally limp my truck all the way from 71. Okay, right, dude. You're talking 85, almost 90 miles plus to get to the TA. So, oh my God, bro.
Yeah, that's a 70-mile-an-hour highway. Sure, it's three lanes, but there's road construction, other traffic, and you can't really do much. But, hey, your good thing was it was at night. Okay, there's less traffic.
Exactly. Well, a lot of people are going to say, well, how the hell did you limp a truck with a blown airbag? How? Very simple. There's a switch on your dashboard that says you are now riding on a buckboard suspension. Shut the air off, cut the air off. And you can ride down the road with a blown airbag on your truck if you do blow your airbag. Believe me, I've done it.
Yeah.
You know, this, it sucks, but, dude, I've had to do that. I literally have had to do that. Now, when I did do that, dude, I'm going to tell you, it cost me, oh, my God, it was almost a $1,400 fix because I was out. You know, I almost turned that load around and went home. It would have been cheaper for me to do that. I almost want to beat myself in the forehead with your BFH, because if I think about it now, I should have did that. Okay, I really should have did what I were talking about, because it cost me six hours. Okay, on the load, plus I think that bill was almost $1,500. I'm not joking. Dude, oh my God.
Right.
And that come out of my pocket. That wasn't a company that paid for it. That was me. So that you know, that $2,700 load, you know, on top of fuel, on top of the downtime, on top of the cost and the repairs, dude, I damn near broke even on that load. Tolls.
Right.
I mean, that's no joke. So bad roadside, you know, bad maintenance on your equipment, bad roadside assistance will leave a driver high and dry, bro. And we all know that.
Oh, yes, it can, man, and it can make for an even worse day.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, dude. I mean, Chris, he's coming in, you know, he's coming in late. Or, I mean, if he comes in at all, because he's scaling the load and having issues. But long story short, you know, if he knows, he knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you want to talk about the worst roadside assistance again, man. My 5 years has come up with my company where I'm at now. We had just gotten our new box trucks 5 years ago, and I had a brand new box truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Broke down on Route 8. Literally, from my hub to where I broke down was 12 miles. I waited 8 hours for a tow truck because of a blown radiator hose. And it wasn't a regular radiator hose. It was a defective one that was recalled. Okay? No problem. It came out. They towed me. Problem. I couldn't run my truck. It was the middle of winter, and it was the Arctic freeze that we had just had, where it was plunged temperatures into the negatives. No heat, no problem. All right? Whatever. Screwdrivers, they don't care. A week later, different box truck, same temperatures, same bullshit, opposite direction, same problem. 8 hours again.
Oh, my God.
No heat, no nothing. I had, at that time, I didn't even have my little hot box. So I couldn't even keep my hands warm. I couldn't keep my feet warm. That time I was about 15 to 16 miles away. My boss offered to come out and pick me up. Said, no, they should be here anytime. They said they'd be here real quick. 4.5 hours later, I was still waiting.
See, now that right there, bro, we all know the out west, I'm talking like the mountains, Rocky, you know, the Rocky Mountains and out towards Cali. Dude.
Yeah.
That situation can be really, really dangerous, man.
Yes,
really
it can.
Really dangerous. Even the one you were in was dangerous enough.
Yes, it was. The drivers are expendable. There's tons of them, right?
Well, yeah, until you die on the side of the road, and then you know what I'm saying? Dude, I can almost say that's – you know what? If I do my research, I can – or anybody else, I'll bet it's happened. I can guarantee it's happened. I mean, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. It is. But see, all of that stuff can be avoided. But the problem is, dude, is we don't ever expect that. We don't expect that at all.
No, we don't. No, we expect to get in the truck. We expect to go do our things. And eventually, depending on what route you're doing, over the road, local, regional, home every other day, whatever – you expect to come home, but not everybody does.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. The 714 number, I'm pretty sure, is Mr. Crisco.
I believe so.
Yeah, Mr. Crisco.
Yeah, that would be me.
What's happening, hot stuff? How you doing there, buddy?
Not too bad. Just got done scaling my load.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that was
$11.50
wasted.
Well, yeah, because you already knew how much your ego weighed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was another $11.50 wasted.
Yeah, but you got to do it, right?
Yep. I can't believe that. They keep going up on that goddamn price. Oh, Christ, I remember when it was $6 to scale. On a cat scale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
anything and everything,
my time.
Bro. Anything
that,
and everything
Will?
They can do.
I said it was before my time.
Yeah. Yep. But anyway, so you guys are talking about roadside maintenance?
Yes, we were.
We're talking about bad roadside assistance, bro.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, it's my most recent isn't necessarily the service provider itself, because that guy was great.
Mm-hmm.
I blew a tire in Nebraska, 10 miles west of Sydney, Nebraska. This is just last week. 2 weeks ago, sorry. My company uses Michelin OnCall.
Pay attention. Listen up.
Okay. Now, 2 weeks prior to that, I had to get a new rim for my steer tire because it was cracked. Again, called Michelin OnCall. They called a company on the other side of town. No problem. Except for they didn't tell the service provider that it was a steer rim. he brings out a used rim. Can't do that. It's got to be new.
Dun, dun.
Mm-hmm. You can put a used rim on any other position, but not the steers. So anyway,
you can, it just won't be legal.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, fortunately, like I said, they were just on the other side of town, so the mechanic that was on site called his shop, and they sent somebody else out with a new rim. Not a big deal. In fact, the new rim was there before he was done setting up. But going forward in time here to 2 weeks later, I'm on my way back from California. I blow a drive tire. We've got super singles. And I blow it 10 miles west of Sydney, Nebraska. I call breakdown. Okay, we'll call Michelin. I'm thinking, all right, cool. You know, they'll call the Loves. It's 10 miles down the road, and that's actually where I'm going to stop for the night. Because Loves carries super singles. They carry the rims. Because 9 times out of 10, when you blow a super single, you need a new rim. Well, it turned out I didn't need the new rim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my rim was salvageable.
For the first time in your life.
Like I said, what's that?
For the first time in your life.
Yeah, right.
Well, usually, like you said, whenever you blow a super single, usually, dude, it's done. The rim is done.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there's no cushion between it with the second tire.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
The road will just tear the bead seat up. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll just, either that or, you know, the one time I blew a tire, the cap didn't go out. It went in and locked up the axle.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of that rim was flat by about 3 inches.
I've got to go hunt my damn loader operator down, man. I've been sitting here for 20 minutes. I'm telling you, man. Okay,
right.
So
now, you know, I thought, you know, okay, yeah, they'll call those. No problem. Now, they called a company in Sterling, Colorado, 45
yeah, right.
miles away.
That sounds about right.
45, yeah. Really?
Well... Well, how long, Chris, let me ask you this, because we were talking this, too, I mean, along with the bad roadside stuff. What did that cost you as just the driver?
It cost me my hours. It cost me time. I sat there before he even showed up 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 10 minutes away from where I'm going to bed.
Now, didn't we have this same damn discussion, if not a little bit differently, on Anchor, not even a week ago? Super
yeah,
singles,
like, yeah, a week or two
cool.
ago.
Yeah,
the day after
singles.
It happened.
Yeah. No, it was the day, it was
you
the
on
day
it.
Before, bro.
Yeah, and I blamed you for jinxing me.
and then I'm driving down the damn road, and I just had to do it. Again, remember, I'm a local guy, and I can limp. I can
yeah.
limp my truck around with damn near almost a flat. Okay.
Yep.
So knowing that, you know, I mean, I do that a lot, because I mean, I'm
yep.
in and out of scrap yards, gravel yards, blown tires, et cetera. So again, I mean, I can do it. I can get away with it.
Yeah.
But you, on the other hand, whenever you blow one. Or all of you guys with super singles, yeah, you're done, man.
Yep. Yeah, you're dead in the water. By the time it was all said and done, I was an over my hours.
Of course.
And
right.
I had to log out and use Safe Haven to get to the rest area. That was between me and where I actually wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because under the Safe Haven provision, you have to stop at the first available place. Not where you want, this first available. I wanted to go to the Loves so that I didn't have to stop again in the morning to get my coffee.
Right, you're killing two birds with one stone, driver.
But because I blew the tire, I had to go to the safe haven.
Good old safe haven.
Yep. And now we're going to stop and get me some fuel.
I am so glad I don't have to worry about that monotonous stuff anymore. I'm serious. I haven't for a long time, and that's good. Because,
yeah,
dude, that, you know, that is stressful. That is worrisome. That's unneeded stuff. I mean, it really is.
Yeah. Yep.
True,
yeah.
True.
All a part of the job. You know, I'm always worried about this truck breaking down. In fact, Will and I were talking earlier, privately, on, you know, in an earlier conversation ourselves. I've been lucky with this truck. This has probably been the best running truck I've had.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it 3 years, and I've never had anything really major. You know, most of the issues that I have with this truck are the APU.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Chris,
which
I don't know about
currently not working either, but
oh jeez. Do you I got a question. You, even you being a company guy, right? I come from you come from owner operator status too. So
yeah.
Did you
yeah, I was always
do
guy.
You do you carry with you a an emergency bag or box? Dude, yeah,
you mean like tools and
yeah, I mean,
you mean
dude, I've got brake chambers.
Absolutely.
I mean,
well,
you ain't got to go to that extreme, but I mean, I did, dude.
I'll do simple stuff, you know, because, one, I'm a company driver. You know, simple stuff is fine. And I was actually trained when I first got into this business. The way I was trained was, yeah, you did the simple stuff because it was quicker, it was faster, and the company expected you to do it. This company, when I came here, I had a light bulb go out. Headlight.
All right.
I called Brake Don and said, yeah, I need to stop at PA in Perrysburg to get a headlight. Okay, have them give us a call. So, you know, I get there, I tell them what light bulb I needed. He goes in back, gets it. He says, who's paying for it? And I said, the company. So he calls him on speakerphone. And our breakdown guy says, well, how long is the wait in the bay to get it changed? And I said, screw that. I'm doing it myself. He said, what?
Yeah.
15 minutes,
yeah.
I was done. The wait was 3 hours.
No.
Yeah, hell
yeah, no.
No. That goes with saying too. I mean, even if you get pulled over in a scale house, right? They're gonna look for. They're gonna now. Let's talk about this. They're gonna look for stupid stuff. Chicken light. I mean, we know chicken lights aren't an OOS. We know that it's not an out of service. Okay.
Right.
But, I will say this. I've gotten pulled over in PA years ago. It's about 15 years ago. And something that could have very well been avoided that I didn't even know about put me out of service, and there was nothing I could have done about it because I didn't have the spare parts with me, and that was brake airlines, dude.
Yeah.
That wasn't nothing this fella could have found on my equipment to write me up with. So guess what his ass did, dude? He went up under the frame rails, in the frame rails. Inside of the, under the decking, da 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 da, and he found airlines that were chafing together.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. He found airlines that were chafing together, and he put me out of service for that, dude. I was, oh my God, I would never been so
and that's
pissed
not a,
in my
that's
life.
That's not a place that you're looking on your pre-trip, because
absolutely
it's not a part
not.
Of the pre-trip procedure.
Dude, they didn't care. He didn't care. He wanted it replaced right then and there. And I'll tell you what.
Yep.
I called roadside. I got somebody out there. And listen up. You ready for this? I had a road box with me that could fix damn near everything and anything under the sun but that. So
yeah.
Everybody and anybody that was in that scale house that he put out of service, they were all coming to my truck. Every one of them. Dude, I was giving away wire. I was giving away brake hardware. I was giving away lights. I was giving away. He couldn't wait for me to get that roadside guy in there, out of there, and me the hell out of that scale. Because at that point, dude, I'm telling you right now, I was walking truck to truck to truck to truck fixing shit.
Yep.
Dude, I was madder than a hornet, man.
Gathering up.
I'm just being honest, man.
Before I get my fuel.
it's things like that we don't look at, we don't even think about, that it's a oops.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean my truck's out of service? Well, you got an airline back here chasing, right? Or, you know, you got this leak, or you got – come on, man. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Yeah, they look for any excuse to charge you money.
Exactly right. The fines are – the fines, I think that fine, dude, the ticket for that was like $300.
Yep.
Let's put
it this way. It's very obvious that it's not about safety unless safety is spelled with a dollar sign.
Of course.
Well, we know it is, dude. To serve and protect that almighty court system dollar. I mean, we all know this. So that's why, that's what I'm saying, dude. Company driver or owner-operator, we are always, always running down the highway looking in our damn mirror for two things. That is, one, issues with our truck, but two, DOT when we pass them. Dude, it's always, always something, man.
And not just DOT, the local cops, too.
Oh, well, them little pricks, I'm going to tell you now, they better have their P's dotted and T's crossed and pull my ass over.
You had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You know, and not just local cops, you know, non-DOT certified officers.
Oh, God. Come on, Canton. Jump on this phone call.
Yeah, right?
Canton, dude. Canton, Ohio.
You know,
police
they'll pull you over in a minute just to, you know, fuck with you. Because they know you're a big fish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're a big ticket. That means more money for the corporation, which is the city. You know, the city is a corporation. It's a business.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that when you go into a town and it says incorporated in such and such date, it's actually a business. It's not a town. It's a business. And law enforcement works for the business.
You know what, guys?
Yep.
I think my cheese ball done went and turned ransom. I think my cheese ball done went and turned ransom. Yeah. In this heat.
Ooh, yuck.
Yeah, my cheese ball went and turned rancid on me. Damn it.
Hmm.
Well, up here in Wisconsin, it's not warm enough for it to happen, so.
my loader guy is going to be really mad, man. I've been waiting for dirt for the last 40 minutes. And guess what? I can't find my loader guy. I should call my operator over the job and say, we should do that. We should call him. Sorry, Terry,
He's on his half-hour milk and cookie break, mandated by the DOT.
Really? Right? Hang on a minute. He'll hang up, of course, but you guys go ahead and chit-chat for a second. I got to call this fella. I know, right? Hang on a minute.
Chit-chat, huh? That's all we
do,
isn't
it? Yeah, pretty much.
So anyway.
Oh, Lord, him and his loaders.
Yeah, the only reason why I scaled this load is because I'm handing it off to somebody else.
Right.
Otherwise, I'd have just gone with it on my own. You know, I'm taking that risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, you can't do that.
Well, I could, but...
Wouldn't do any good for them.
Yeah. To do the right thing, you scale it and leave a copy of the scale
for
the next driver.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many new drivers don't know that common courtesy.
Yeah.
When they're dropping a load at a drop yard or what have you, or swapping loads with another driver at a truck stop.
Right.
Where did the scale to go? Well, I didn't get one because I didn't think I needed one. What do you mean you don't need one? You're 44,000 pounds in that box. You need one. Use your damn head.
Yeah.
Mr. Will Nino.
I wouldn't recommend doing what I do. If I'm keeping the load and going all the way, I wouldn't bother scaling it. Unless I had a question about the axle. I just take that risk.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put somebody else in that situation out of courtesy.
Right.
So it's $11.50 out of my pocket now. Granted, I'll get it back
because
I get reimbursed, but actually, I don't get it back. My wife does.
True.
Because, it's repaid to me in my paycheck.
Right.
And your paycheck goes to Berta.
Yep, my paycheck goes to my wife. So I don't get that $11.50 back. She does.
Lucky her.
Yeah.
Lucky her. Crisco, Williams got it
What's
easy,
that?
Right? I said, Will Nino's got it easy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that he's got it easy.
Dude, listen to where I'm going with this. You ready?
Go ahead.
Because he doesn't have to pick up a trailer, drop a trailer, pick up a trailer, drop a trailer that someone else has, drug in there with a bad brake chamber or bad brakes,
right,
or a broken door or this or that.
In that respect, I do have to agree with you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How many times have you picked up a trailer with it being junk?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I got to look. A couple of our trailers that are drop yard in Minneapolis got vandalized, spray paint. And I got to see if this is one of them. No, it's not. Okay. Because I saw it where I picked up this load. I saw one of them where I picked up this load. And I didn't remember what trailer number it was. So, but nonetheless.
So no pre-trip, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah!
I didn't look at the door. The center of the door where it was. I looked at the brakes. I looked at the lights. I looked at the brake lights. Not the center of the door where the penguin was.
Oh, boy.
At least I think it was a penguin. I don't know what it was.
We don't need to know.
Yeah. I looked at the important stuff, not the paint job.
True.
Oh. I care less about the paint job. After all, I do drive a purple truck.
And you painted your own guitar.
What's that?
And you painted your own guitar.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean burned your guitar.
Yeah, burned it.
Burnt wood looks good. It does. I mean, it looks good.
It does.
It looks good.
It really does.
I was happy. You know, I was pleasantly surprised it turned out that way. Oh.
But it's all about the looks.
Wasn't expecting that.
You know?
What's that?
It's all about the looks.
Yeah. Well, it really is. I mean, when you think about it, when, you know, changing gears here, I guess. You know, us musicians, yeah, we want it to play right. We want it to sound good. But one of the major things that we look for when we go to buy new equipment is, how does it look?
I'm not switching gears to drive to that, from that to that. Believe me. Trust me. No.
But if you go with the equipment, you drive it work, too.
My shit's expensive. I don't even want to talk
about
it.
Yeah, for you, it's more about, can I afford it? It's about the affordability factor for you.
Yeah. I mean, my God, one piece is going to cost me what an entire setup costs you, fellas.
It possibly could, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the reality of it. I mean, yeah, we might spend $300 on a guitar. You might spend $300 on one cymbal.
Yeah, you know? But no, not this guy.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
So. Yeah. You know, hell. And to be honest with you, myself, I wouldn't pay that much for a cymbal either.
No.
Go ahead, man. All right.
Well,
I'm
going
to put you guys on.
Question before you go. Will Roadside fix that APU of yours?
No. Nope. I would have to go to Thermo King or one of our terminals. And because.
Damn.
Because it's cheaper at the terminal,
they
won't send me to Thermo King because I'm not pulling a reefer.
Right.
So, you know, it's not considered a element that's going to damage your load.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but
not
I'm going to put you guys on mute for a minute while I get my receipt and conduct this business real quick.
At least
right,
we get to hear
yourself.
It.
Yeah, I'll be listening.
No, he's putting us on mute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to mute you guys on my end. So I'll be back in a few minutes.
All righty then.
Exactly.
See, you ain't got to worry about that either, William. The APU thing, the only thing you got to worry about is that death. DEF stuff.
Yeah, that's all I got to worry about, the damn cow piss.
Right, cow piss.
Exactly.
I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I read or I heard that they're going to do away with it.
Probably eventually, yeah. Well, it's causing more problems than it's helping.
Right.
You know, when a driver breaks down because, oh, look, it's overheating. Oh, it stopped. Oh, it's clogged. But yet it's just
right.
A faulty fucking sensor. Come on. It's costing the driver. It's costing them money. It's costing them family time.
Right.
Diesel particulate filters. Fuck you.
You know... Again, dude, we're talking about things that I myself don't have to worry about. The equipment I got ain't, you know, it's not, it does not have that type of equipment on it. So I don't really
dude,
have to worry about that.
Yeah, your truck is a primitive machine, but yet it does better than my, high-tech, camera'd, front-sensored, VF, stupid particulate filter, just everything. All the little pieces
right.
that are supposed to, quote-unquote, help the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And, you know,
and then something like that.
That's bad regulation, William. If you really want to
it
know
is.
The truth, that is bad regulation.
Right.
Unreal, dude. I am sitting here, and I'm still – I still have not seen my loader guy for dirt. And that guy
– Are you surprised?
My job is – am I surprised? Well, I am, but I'm not. I mean, I guess that maybe if I go down there and sit for 304 limestone, they'll – I don't know. Maybe you'll see me. I don't know, man. I'm back up here on the mountain.
Right.
Waiting for dirt
but,
and
but yeah, going back to this whole bull crap with our bull crap company that helps fix our quote unquote fix our trucks. Speaking of fixing and not getting things done properly. One of
mm-hmm.
our drivers with our company, that front sensor on his truck has not worked for 3 months. Great. Nobody's going to be running in front of me and stopping my truck, right?
Uh-huh.
Penske says it works fine, but yet it's reading that there's an error on that little screen that's on our dashboards that I can't read. But his is reading there's a sensor issue, and it needs to be lowered and leveled. The whole problem with his sensor is it's also tied into his cruise control. He has no cruise control on his truck, because that sensor is not working.
Wow.
But
well,
yet Penske says
I,
it's working fine.
Dude, that's an issue.
It is.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah,
oh,
it is an issue.
Yeah, because
hell
Penske
yeah.
says it's working. You know how Penske tested his sensor? They didn't. You know how Penske tested his cruise control? They set the idle in the building. It'll sit in idle all day long. But that's not the goddamn cruise control.
Right. Because it's not going down a road, sensing everything that's in front of it, telling
uh-huh.
the system, hey, we got a problem. Because it's not moving, it's not sensing anything. Our
well,
company has those trucks too. Not from Penske, but
ugh.
You know, I've done flat out told my company, you give me one of those trucks, you get it right back because I'm done. I will not
right.
drive a truck
yeah.
that is going to drive me.
Yeah.
You know, I am not going to operate a truck that's going to tell me how to do the job. And put my life at risk.
Well, that goes to saying, you know, I don't really prefer, I don't like automatic trucks other than one thing. I got a bad knee, right? My knee.
Yeah.
My knee, right? Dude, that's the only thing I would like an automatic truck for.
Yo,
I
mean, tell you what, I've driven an automatic and I loved it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. Then again, I'm a lazy driver, so.
Door swinger!
Yeah.
You know, but when you're in traffic in, you know, Chicago, New Jersey, Dallas, Atlanta. Oh, yeah. That automatic is a lifesaver. In fact, when
I first
moved into that truck,
ouch.
I was cautious about it. You know, I was, okay, yeah, what the hell is this nonsense? You know, and I asked my dispatcher, I said, if I don't like it, can I give it back? He said, yeah, sure, no problem. He said, all right. I said, all right. I moved into it, picked up a load, took it down through Chicago, got to Chicago at rush hour. The next day, he calls me up to talk to me about something totally different. And I said, oh, yeah, by the way, you're not getting the truck back. He just laughed because he knew what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You
it
know,
must
because,
have been the one I was in, though, bro.
Yeah, because the second
William
one that
knows.
I drove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the second one I drove was a piece of shit.
Right.
A 16-speed automatic. Why in the hell do you need a 16-speed transmission in a truck that's only doing 64 miles an hour?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It never saw 16th gear.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't get above 12. Ever. And the transitions were not smooth.
Yeah, that was... I'll go ahead and say it. Over at Curry's, okay, we had one automatic.
Yeah.
Dude, William, I liked it. You know I liked it, but I didn't. I liked it, but I didn't. Remember that?
Yeah.
What I didn't like about
it
is because
I kept calling you different names because you drove it.
Yeah. I mean, it would shift when I didn't want it to shift, and then it wouldn't shift when I wanted it to.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
I had the same problem with the second one. I had a different company.
Yeah, I mean, that was about the only issues I had with that equipment. But, I mean, there again, other than that, man, I fell in love with the truck. I fell in love with the transmission. But it had issues. I don't think at that time it was ready. I mean, I just don't. I really don't. That was 8 years ago.
And now, well, the first one I had.
Huh?
The truck up at Curry, dude, that wasn't 8 years ago. That was like six, not even.
6 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, you said
huh?
You said eight
years ago.
Oh, I got you. My bad.
The first one I had would have been 2007, 2008. So it's been 10, 11 years. And the second one was at the end of my time with the other company that I was with for a year. I was only in it a month. And, yeah, I couldn't wait to get out of that truck. Because I had to go across US 50 from there east of D.C., across that bridge, that toll bridge. And it was a holiday weekend.
Oh, wow.
It took an hour and a half just to get through the toll booth. And the whole time, that transmission kept jumping me around. It got to the point where I needed a 5-point Hornet harness just to stay in the damn seat. Because it kept jerking me around. Every time traffic moved 2 feet, I'd move up, and the damn thing would want to shift to fourth gear out of second gear and then slam right back into neutral because I was stopping.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I couldn't wait to get out of that truck.
Well, we know.
Go ahead.
What's that?
I said, now you're out of it.
Yeah, and I've been out of it now going on 6 years. 5 years. Yeah, 5 years.
Well, to finalize the topic here, fellas, we know that good maintenance on equipment, which the company I'm with now is they're okay with it, but a lot of it's on me. A lot of the stuff is on me, a lot like it is everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
General everyday maintenance can save our butt, man.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely save our butt on the road.
You have to treat this vehicle, whether it is yours or somebody else is paying for it.
Exactly.
You have to treat it like it's yours because that's your bread and butter. That's your paycheck.
Well,
yes.
If you're sitting on the side of the road, you're not making money. If you're sitting in the shop all the time, you're not making money.
I want to play big truck driver. I got to stop at every truck stop I see, whether I'm broke down or I'm not.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Trust me, man. We know. We definitely know that.
Yep.
Yeah. I do it all the time just because my company pays for it.
Yeah. Where, you know, whereas me, you know, my company doesn't. You know, I got to keep this left door shut. Otherwise, I'm not making a paycheck. You know.
Clap, clap, clap. Here we go. Excellent, excellent little topic. Fellas, we are out of time. Out of time.
All right.
Until Thursday. Out of time till Thursday.
All right, man. Sounds good.
I don't know what Thursday's
like
topic's going to be.
Thursday might be a little bit of an interesting day for me. I'll be delivering and sewing that day and getting home, so I don't know how much availability I'll have.
I'll have to rattle Alan's cage.
Oh yeah, he'd enjoy that.
Oh yeah, Alan's always a fun conversation, man.
Yeah.
William, I'm glad you stuck up with it and stayed up with us for a while, bro. You have a long, night.
Dude, my couch is comfortable. I don't care.
Now. Damn, third.
See that book? He's the couch driver.
Yes, sir. I'm laying back, kicked back with my headset on, watching TV.
What kind of headset you got on, bro?
Oh, you know, my blue Parrot 450.
That is right.
Check them out,
hopefully
driver.
Hopefully a future person to help us out by Blue Parrot.
I don't know. You never know. I don't know, man. Hang in there with us till Thursday, everybody. Catch you guys later. Overtime's out. Crisco, thanks, man.
Hey, no problem, man.
See you, Chris.
We'll see you, broski. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Midnight Chrome Radio. We'll catch you out here next time. And until then, everybody, be safe and be that change that you want to see. Everybody, 10-4, overtime, out.
Now, Fever, you trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
Mexico, an I-40 like a Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the